So, I'm going to just start doing talking to Callum F. Kerr.
Oh, right. Wow.
The artist, yes. Well, he's just interrupting, as that sometimes happens on these walks, that people have things, urgent things to say.
They find things
on the way.
Like a tunnel.
We're back at New Beckenham. Do you remember coming here before, and how do you feel?
I think I was here as myself then, as well, because sometimes I've not felt like myself on some of these walks.
Sure.
I've felt like another. But on this occasion, I think I was myself. So, yes, I do remember. It's you go to New Beckenham Park, which is very beautiful, and also, it was very different last time. It was much duller. This is a very beautiful...
And so what I've been asking, and I'll ask Muki how do you feel about the experience of being on the walk, and how you remember places and different places that you might know or don't know so well through the walk experience?
Yes, well, it's all about the new and the possibilities. That's what the Inspiral has been for me, because I've been to places in London where I've never been before, and I've managed to link them up through transport, which has meant that we actually have managed to move from a place quite centrally to somewhere far out of London. Not underground, though, where we are now, but quite further away from where we were, because of the Inspiral sort of linking the different parts of London together. So
yeah,
it's been
true. Yeah, people have a fear to go out, kind of itching London, so that's quite helped. Yeah, just that place we moved was not familiar with before, but then since we've done that to Inspiral, it's more familiar.
Yes,
it's not too far.
And, it's about the possibilities of transport. And also, as far as memory goes, it's always brought up a lot of historical memories of if in the familiar parts of places that I know or different stories.
Personal history.
Yeah, personal history is definitely in some parts, yeah. In the more familiar parts of Hackney or in North London, where we used to live, you know, so it's much more.
And the north, more land that look like history as well.
We always learn a bit more about the history. And it's always, I've done a few of the walks as myself and sometimes as the other. And so there's always a different experience to it. But it's definitely very, there's a continuity as well. You can see it's sort of not just with people you're walking with, but also with, you know, picking up on threads that you're talking about from seeing the same people the next month. That's always quite an interesting thread.
I suppose now, because we're no longer doing the walk in the sequence, we're doing it sort of in fragments, going back to places, maybe has a different feel to come. It's more about... You came here 2 years ago or 3 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. It's about how it changed.
Even that, in that short-term memory.
Yeah.
And then how that relates to much older memories for yourself.
Yeah.
Things that you think you might have remembered.
Absolutely,
which are maybe just being inserted into your memory.
Yeah.
From other conversations.
Or from other walks,
yeah,
even.
Other walks,
yeah.
Other places, other things.
It is definitely different.
Vu,
yeah, deja vu, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's definitely different in the sense of having doing the walk on a kind of monthly basis and trying to. I think I did most of the walks, so if there's ever an opportunity to do another one, obviously I would do like a leg that I haven't done. Yeah. But actually, doing the walks It just goes to show it's different people, and it's different climate, different... Just crossing the road.
Okay, we're just crossing quite a busy road.
Yeah.
So we've just gone underneath New Beckenham Station Tunnel. That was a bit early, you might have heard that. And now the trees lost their leaves mostly here, but we're going to go into new Beckenham Park.
They are, and so it feels much more frolicky this walk than before. A little bit more, colour, and a bit more. It felt like more of a mission last time. Maybe for me because it was the first time I've done the walk. If you do a walk for the second time, it has a different, very different flavour. Even if it's just go to a new city and
exactly.
You have to try and go around and get a bit lost for a while, but once you know the way, that's it. You're it's a different feeling. So.
But you do still discover something new. Right?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Mm. So I get it. Just gonna swap round and come round. So you're both not native Londoners.
Well, I am a native
you
one.
Are you born in London?
I believe I was born in St Mary's Hospital in Roehampton, yeah. Yeah. Which is maybe similar to people or other people on the walk, possibly. So I am a native Londoner and have a lot of history in London, but I didn't grow up in London, but I am.
The return of the native.
Yeah, ooh, I very much feel, and also lived here for 20 years, so I feel that I am a native Londoner as far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
Good. No, that's a good answer.
Yeah. Miki, what do you think?
Yeah. Well,
what's your relation to London?
I'm not native, but I've been probably here over 10 years. And then, last month also I've been back to Japan. Then I realised I miss the sky and the view, and that's London's light. It's quite different from Japan, so I quite realised that.
Oh, yeah. In what way is it different?
It's colour's different.
Yeah.
And the air's different, smell's different.
Mm.
And then the whole thing's quite different. And then I realised I miss that sort of thing.
You miss that in Japan?
When I was in Japan, I miss
London.
Yeah, London. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially like the sky, the colours are actually quite different, like the sunset or something. Yeah.
Oh, yes, we do have the sunset.
It's a beautiful, different colour. It's like the Japanese one is more pale, but it's just a very dark, quite striking colour you get here. So.
It is. Yeah. A place of contrast.
Contrast, yeah.
We can get those very strong clouds. Quite
dramatic, yeah.
At the end of the day.
Especially in November. Where we're walking in November, you get the red sky. We're walking quite high. This is not a particularly high walk in the sense that it's. But we're probably quite far off sea level, aren't we? But
And the smells, different, Mine are. My niece always said when I sent to some package to Japan, and she always said, "Oh, it got a particular smell," but she likes the smell.
Oh, right. Yeah. You see, that's not something I would pick up on.
Yeah, exactly. No?
Because,
we won't pick up that smell.
Just the smell that maybe I was, used to from an early age. So that's interesting.
The familiar
smell of the walk.
Smell of the walk.
It's a big part.
That's why you do it, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you're on your bicycle.
It's very different on the bicycle.
Indeed,
or public transport.
Yeah, and the season as well. Different season has got different smell.
Because it's quite dry today, but you've got that kind of wet leaf smell. We would be getting a very different smell if it had been very rainy recently. So. But it's very.
Okay, well, thank you for that. I'm just going to.
Yeah.
We're just going to head off.